Hello, my name is Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer, the title given to me by my soul guides. When we choose to awaken to our soul path, we become aware of how deeply connected we are to universal consciousness on a spiritual, physical, and emotional level. Join me on my podcast journey and learn how to connect to your heart, mind, body, and soul, creating connection in all areas of your life. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Good. Well, this is Melanie Alberts joining me for our coffee chat this morning. I am truly grateful to have met this amazing woman. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself and your amazing artistic skills.
Oh, I don't know about amazing, Robin, but thank you for your kind words and inviting me to tell my story. Well, my passion is all about the realization that we, you, me, your listener, we share eternal awareness. And my preferred way of demonstrating this philosophy is through spirit and psychic art. After all, we're all the results of acts of creation, so we're really all works of art. And through my out-of-body and near-death experiences, I know our eternal nature is real. And I've had one when I was 4, an out-of-body experience, and I had a second one as an adult. And my near-death experience saved me from suicide. And from these experiences, and also a lifetime of more mundane psychic experiences, I know for certain that we're distinct and disassociated, perhaps, but we share an essential universal consciousness, and our personalities survive physical death. So what I do through my psychic and spirit art is connect with this awareness and bring in information about people who once were in physical form.
Wow, that is really amazing. I know that all of us who have been awakened to our spiritual gifts, something traumatic has happened. So would you kind of like to share a little bit about your suicide trauma before we get into the actual idea of how you now connect to the other side?
Well, I almost died as an infant, as an 18-month-old as well. And I think that would probably started the ball rolling in being able to sense spirit. And, you know, my first out-of-body experience, my sister dropped me face down on the sidewalk and my face was a mess. They had to put me under general anesthesia to sew up my lip. And my first memory was looking down on the body of this child with the doctor and the nurse working on me above the bright lights. And when I was at home, my mom and I were talking and I told her about this experience. And of course, she just said, "Oh, you're just making that up. You've got an active imagination," which is true. I've always had a very active imagination. And I grew up in a household that moved around a lot. I went to probably 12 different schools growing up. We lived in poverty. We were homeless at one time. I felt neglected a good deal of that time. And I had suicidal ideation for my teenage years and when a very stressful first marriage was breaking down, I thought there was no other way to end this but through killing myself. And I went to a very beautiful area of the property we're living on. And as I was planning this death, this suicide, and seriously, more than any other time in my life, I was like, this is going to happen. My experience of reality shifted. So there was an actual shift into a different dimension as I felt it. And looking across the creek where I was lying and planning to cut my vein was an angelic, beautiful being who telepathically connected with me and said, basically, your life is not your own. You have a purpose that you don't understand. And I just started crying. And it brought me to the realization that, okay, I've got, this is stupid. You know, why am I doing this? And my attitude completely changed. I mean, it was like going from severe depression to complete motivation to change my life and to turn my life around. And that near-death experience saved my life and brought me to where I am today.
Wow, I'm crying.
I know, it teared me up too. It was profound.
I know. It's amazing when a spirit comes to us when we truly need it. It's just such an amazing gift to see that we're not alone, that we have a purpose, and we have these amazing soul gifts that we're given. Now, I know you have an amazing soul gift, so could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, sure. The same older sister who dropped me face down on the sidewalk also taught me how to draw. She is a wonderful artist. Both my older sisters are wonderful artists. And I was taught how to draw the face of a girl. Now, I just learned that out of repetition. Anybody can learn how to draw by copying other people's drawings, by just repetition. But I was compelled just to draw the faces of people I saw in my mind's eye. And my intent was always to capture their emotion. And so my family moved around a lot and going to all these different schools, drawing became the constant focusing activity that helped me ground me in my new environments. And I recall drawing so intently. I was basically entering into a light trance state. It was hard for me to disengage once I started in. And of course, that caused people like my teachers to want to check out my art. I wasn't creating masterpieces by any means, but often a teacher would comment on how the person I drew resembled someone they knew, either dead or alive. And it felt coincidental. It felt like, oh yeah, that's weird. But it happened often enough for me to remember these instances. And so it wasn't until I started studying mediumship.
Really,
yeah, it wasn't until I started studying mediumship online 2013 that I discovered spirit portraits are actually a thing. I did not know this. My first portrait in the class I took was of a boy named Nikki. So I drew a face of a young boy, nothing unusual. I would do this all the time growing up. But I also got information about this boy. I got the name Nikki, and I got information that the recipient could understand, like where he lived and memories that they shared. And so it proved to me that it may be considered coincidental to draw a face of someone that someone could understand. People look alike, but you have to combine that with information like names and characteristics and specific memories and a personal message, which is accepted and understood as well. And that's what mediums do. So I finally understood.
Wow. It's really profound when you have been doing something your whole entire life, and then you've enjoyed it and you know there's something special about it. But I love it when you get that aha moment, when you get to connect the dots and realize that you can actually not only draw this picture, but get the information from that person. And during that time, do you actually feel that person's soul kind of looking over your shoulder and giving you that information?
Well, I'm in a light trance state, so my hand is actually being guided. And whether I'm being guided by the soul of that person or a guide, a spirit guide who helps me with the drawings, it's not entirely positively sure in my mind what happens. Mm-hmm. I know that I am connecting to our shared awareness. So whether or not it is an actual soul entity, or I'm just tapping into this universal awareness. But my hand is being guided. I know this because of other instances where I'd be drawing somebody and I would just automatically, without thinking, erase something and do it again, do it again, do it. Okay, that's perfect. That kind of thing. And so I, you know, I'm drawing. Sometimes I see their picture in my mind's eye, and sometimes I don't. I don't see a picture. I just draw something. What I love doing now is a process called the photo transfer process, where a recipient gives me the photograph of somebody they want me to connect with, either themselves because they want me to do a psychic reading for them, or of someone who was once in physical form and now in spirit. And I received one a week ago, I guess it was, where she sent me in the middle of the night because she lives in Germany. I received it and I just happened to be awake. I did not open the attachment, but when I closed my eyes, I got the vision of a young man wearing a cap with a longish nose and a strong chin. And he just looked really at peace. And when I opened the attachment in the morning, that's who was staring back at me. A young man with dark hair and a cap with, he actually had facial hair in this photograph, but he had a strong chin and longish nose. And so I knew I was connected with this gentleman. And while I do the artwork, I get information. And that information can be memories, it can be names, it can be places. But mostly it gets toward the message, because the information helps us decide, yes, I was connecting to the right person. But the most important thing is what this person has to say to the recipient. I find that is often the most profound part of the whole experience.
Oh, beautiful. Could you share with us maybe a little story? Would that be possible?
What kind of story?
Well, maybe somebody gave you a photo and the message you gave them, they needed to hear, like it was something they really needed to hear.
I can tell you that it doesn't necessarily have to be just with photographs and drawings. Mostly people are interested in hearing from someone and they get a message that they can resonate with.
Okay.
But there was once when I was giving an address, when I was working with the Spiritualist National Union online and studying mediumship, we had to give services and I gave an address and I got a private message from someone saying, thank you so much for that message. I had lost faith in my brothers and sisters over this past week, but your message renewed my faith. Thank you so much. So something like that is why I do this work. We are connected, and if we can, through that connection, raise somebody else's hopes and spirits, that's just perfect. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's magical when we are able to use the amazing gifts that we were born with, that soul brought here, and be able to step out and help other people. Is there something else that you want to tell us about, like your business and what you do for people other than just the artwork?
Well, I wouldn't consider it a business. I work for donations, and because I have a full-time job and I do this, and I have been doing it for many years, where I would provide a psychic art reading. I do something called the colors of your question, where if somebody has a life question, my pendulum chooses a few colors for them, and through the art, I am able to intuit the past, present, and potential future of their life question. And that's something that has helped a lot of people. The photo transfer process is what I'm focusing on now. And I work for a donation basis. I typically suggest to people, you know, somewhere around 60, 75 US dollars, mm-hmm. just because this process does take several days, to tell you the truth. And I think that's kind of on the low end. There are psychic and spirit artists who charge several hundred dollars. Mm-hmm. But I want this to be accessible to people, you know. And you know, I'm not a fine artist. Mostly what they're paying for is the reading and the information. And the paintings I work on are on paper and they're very small. So it's not like you're getting a huge canvas or anything like that. But the process would entail getting through email, getting information about what kind of sitting they would want, if they do want a photo process, if it's going to be about them or if it's going to be about a spirit person, and just getting that photograph. And most of the work is just done remotely. I just do it all mostly when I'm inspired and guided to. And oftentimes I will get information through dreams. I am quite a big fan of dreams and oracles and getting information that way. I get a lot of really good information in my dreams. And so it might take a day or two or a night or two, usually less than a week, I can turn around a work of art for someone.
Wow. You know, that's really beautiful. You did kind of cut in and out, but I think we got the most part of this. Donate and send you a photograph of the information. They can also get a hold of you and do a color reading, which is similar to an oracle reading, in which you can give them information about the present and maybe in the future a little bit, so that they can get that information they need, or that little push intuition to move forward.
Oh, sure. Exactly. That's what it would be considered. I don't really do health information. I don't like doing that kind of thing. So if you're interested, do I have COVID? I'm not going to address that. I typically address other things. I try to stay away from the health, even though I was a massage therapist. And when I worked as a massage therapist, I would get a lot of information about the person's issues, body issues. But I don't do that at the moment.
Yeah, when I do Reiki, it's the same thing. Your mediumship kicks in and you're doing Reiki and you're getting this information. And it's wonderful that we can share it with people who want to hear it. Now, some people don't, but for those that want the information, it is pretty amazing. Wow, I love that you have had these amazing skills and you've learned to use them. And it I'm sure this feeds your passion of being an artist.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's caused me to ask the big questions. Who are we? Why are we here? How am I able to draw the faces of dead people? Most importantly, what is going on? And working psychically has confirmed to me that we share this awareness, and this awareness is all there is. I consider myself an idealist, which is a Western non-dual philosophy. The opposite would be materialism or physicalism. Mm-hmm. The belief that there's all matter, that when our brains stop functioning, that's it, we're dead. But my out-of-body experiences, my near-death experience proved to me that we are in awareness. Awareness is not in us.
Yes, that we are, you know, we're energy, whether we're in our physical body or not. We are always energy. Absolutely. Energy changes. It never dies, which is amazing. It's fascinating to me that... Well, you don't mind. Can you tell me what age you were when you saw that vision of the woman on the other side?
I was in my early 30s. I would have been 31.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty interesting, because for those of us that are older, it seemed like when we finally started making our shifts, it was in our 30s. I don't know what it is about our 30s, but that seems to be about the time when we really start looking within and looking for some spiritual answers and looking for that really in-depth part of ourselves. Before that, we're still like learning how to just cope in the material world. And right. It's fascinating for me. I love all of the amazing women who have been coming on to these coffee chats and sharing their experiences and their gifts. So, Melanie, can you give people your address that they can get a hold of you if they want to contact you about the photograph or your color healing?
Oh, sure. They can email me directly, Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, at melaniealbertsmedium.com. Or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Melanie Albert Spirit and Psychic Art, or Claire Circles Spirit Art on Instagram.
Oh, beautiful. I love those names.
Thank
That's
you.
gorgeous. Well, Melanie, I am truly grateful to have met you. And thank you so much for being a guest on my podcast today. And all of my wonderful listeners, please stay tuned. We are going to have more amazing women as these coffee chats continue. So this is Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer of Higher Consciousness, helping people connect to the hearts, their minds, their bodies, and soul. You guys have a wonderful day, and I will see you at the next podcast.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Melanie. Bye.
Bye-bye.